Ginger Snaps by Kathy Cassidy.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Ginger Brown. It sounds like a colour on a paint chart, not a name. It sounds like a joke, or a new shade of hair dye, or one of those treacly sort of cakes that nobody really likes. What kind of parent would call their kid something like that? Well, mine, obviously. They didn't mean to ruin my life. They thought they were being quirky and cool and original. But actually, they were working their way through the spice rack, taking inspiration from those little jars with funny names and even funnier ingredients. Seriously, if Dad hadn't been a curry fanatic, it might never have happened. They named my big sister Cassia, after a sort of aromatic tree bark you put in chicken korma, and me, well, they named me Ginger. If I didn't have hair the colour of grated carrots, I'd maybe able to forgive them. But then again, maybe not. With a name like Ginger, I didn't stand a chance. I worked that out way back on the very first day of primary school, when I told the teacher my name and saw her mouth twitch into a smirk. It was worse with the kids. They didn't just smirk, they laughed. The boys pulled my plaits and asked why my parents named me after my hair colour. And the girls asked if I thought I was one of the Spice Girls. Fun, huh? I went home after the first day and told Mum and Dad I wanted a different name, like Kerry or Emma or Sophie. And they just laughed and told me not to be sick.